When you see a picture of the Eiffel Tower, you automatically think of Paris. An image of the Great Wall brings thoughts of China. So what comes to mind when you hear this? No, it's not the Oregon Trail. That is a pasture in Wisconsin, America's Dairyland. Moos and other sounds from North America have been collected for this year's Geography Awareness Week, which begins tomorrow. Barbara Chow is Vice President for Educational Programs at the National Geographic Society, which sponsors the week, and she's in the studio. Welcome.
Thank you.
That's a wonderful sound. What are some of the others that people can hear?
We've been collecting sounds for the last month or so, and there's some wonderful sounds that have come in, sounds of train whistles and sounds of streetcars, sounds of movement. The whole idea behind this is that kids will come up with 1 to 3 minute sound portraits of their community.
Want to play a guessing game? Yeah, let's.
We can try.
All right, let's play some and we'll try to guess where they're from.
What do you think that is?
I haven't a clue. What do you think that is?
I think that's aircraft.
That was an Apache helicopter from Clarksville, Tennessee. All right, let's hear another one. Okay, that's race cars, but where are they from?
I think that's in Milan, Michigan again.
Milan, Michigan. How did you determine which sounds would work for each place?
Well, what we've asked kids to do is really think about the geography of their hometowns, and we ask them to think about what's the most representative sound of your community. So it might be the sound of slot machines in Las Vegas, or maybe cable car in San Francisco, but it was to get some sense of what represented your community. And then we also asked them to listen to the sound of human-environment interaction. That is, how do people affect places and how do places affect people? So it might be the sounds of your favorite sport, or you might be modifying your environment. Lots of times people do that through construction. The third question we also asked was the sound of change. Often change comes in the form of language and dialects. So new languages that you might not have heard before, new accents that you might not have heard before, that's the harbingers of change in your community.
So this is going to turn into an oral map of North America.
We're calling this a soundscape of North America, and we're going to feature it on an interactive map at National Geographic, and also it'll be archived in the Library of Congress.
Barbara Chow is Vice President for Educational Programs at the National Geographic Society. Tomorrow, Geography Awareness Week begins, and this year's theme is Cultures, the Sound of Place. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you very much for having us.